Now we come here, as we move down into chapter 4 of Galatians, to the third thing that the Spirit of God will do for us and that faith in Christ does for us that the law could never do for us. And that is, He can give to us the experience of sons of God. And I want you to notice this here because this is very important for us to see. Verse 6, "And because ye are sons," that's a very strong statement, "because you're sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Or as Paul puts it in the Epistle to the Romans, "The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God." Now that is a very wonderful statement too, by the way. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. And He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, but if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live as sons. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you're a child of God, you will want to be led by the Spirit of God. The flesh may get a victory in your life, but it'll never make you happy. You'll never be satisfied with it. "Because for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." You don't need to say, "My, I'm just not living as I should live, and I wonder whether I'm a child of God." My friend, "but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit, we're the children of God." Now that's in Romans, the 8th chapter. I began about the 9th verse and read down through the 16th verse, because that passage parallels this one here, and actually this is an abridged edition of that we have here in Galatians, and I wanted you to see all of it. Now, I believe in experience because I have a background, as I've indicated, being brought up as a boy sent to a Methodist Sunday school. I went down to a little Methodist penitent bench when an evangelist held a meeting in our town underneath a brush arbor back of an unpainted Methodist church. And I went forward and knelt there as a boy. And I know this, that they talked about experience. And a lot of people had experiences there. And I know that my heart was open. And I wept as a boy. And I believe that we need an experience today. I wish that there was more emphasis on that. But I do not think it comes through seeking some high level and thinking that we might be superior to somebody else. We are always God's foolish little children. We are always filled with ignorance and stubbornness and sin and fears and weakness. Or are you? I have a notion you are, and I don't care who you are. You see, we are never wonderful. Actually, we're not. He is wonderful. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's wonderful, and faith in Him will give us an experience. Oh, I know that. How wonderful it is, and I think we need an experience today. I think a great many people need an experience with God. Now, what kind of an experience? "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Now, I'm told that that word Abba was never translated because the translators who made this, the King James, had a great reverence for the Word of God. They treated it as the Word of God, and they had high regard for it. When they came to this word, they didn't dare translate it. I'm told that it's a very intimate, personal word, and actually it means my daddy. And friends, you just don't talk about God like that, do you? Or do you? You ought not to. He's my heavenly Father, and I bow before Him and recognize Him as my heavenly Father, but I'd hesitate to just say that. But I do think there are times, my friend, in your experience, when you can say, my Father. And that means that you and I haven't reached a high plane. We never become, you know, those folk today that reach the place where you get rid of this old nature that we've got. It's always there with us.